Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. As we do when we talk about the Alabama Crimson Tide, we have our friend Matt Stahl from AL.com. I'm sorry, we're just going to talk like regular football and not, you know, UFO sightings or whatever it is, the unusual things you delve into on the regular. Just football. Man,
there's better beat writers for Duke football. I don't know why you got to have me then.
I just like you. You're a good guy.
I'll answer the text message eventually.
You know, with your friend Nick, I texted him, I think when he was with Gannett, I texted him like five times. He didn't even want to answer. Like, jerk.
But, come on,
Nick. But now he's good. I've had him on since then. Who was the guy? There was an Auburn guy. I won't name a name. He didn't even, I mean, just like, not even to say, no, screw you, kiss off, whatever. Just ghost. But if you're listening out there right now and you're a beat writer and I ever reach out to you to have you on, if you don't want to do it, just say no. It's fine. I'll find someone.
Don't do what Brandon Marcello did and just totally ignore it. I don't know that that's the Auburn.
It wasn't Marcello.
For the sake
it wasn't
of conversation.
Marcello's a friend. He's been on a lot of times.
I love Marcello.
Yeah, he's great. All right. When we talked at media days, let's just start with the biggest concern for this Alabama team. You told me that you were worried about this Alabama offensive line. I look at the potential depth chart, and I see Javon James there at right tackle, and I'm like, I don't know that he was going to start at Mississippi State this year, and he may start for Alabama. This Alabama offensive line, why – this is Alabama. How did we get to this point?
Yeah, man, it's not great. You're relying on a lot of people who – to show some development that they haven't shown yet on the field. I mean, look, they've returned one starter, which is Michael Carroll, and they're moving him from tackle to guard. So really everybody's playing a new position. You bring in Rayson Delgatty, who's a Cal Poly transfer to play center. We'll see how that goes. See if that translates to the SEC.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what conference Cal Poly's in off the top of my head. Left tackle, you're playing Jackson Lloyd, who's a sophomore who hadn't really played before. I mean, they said he was like first day of spring. They're like, yep, Jackson Lloyd's the first, gonna be first team left tackle. So there's a spot. Left guard, it's either Mal Waldrop, who another guy, it's like, boy, really hope he's really hope there's been some development happening there. Or William Sanders, who was injured and missed the whole spring and summer. But yeah, then over at right tackle, it's either Javon James, who's I guess what fifth year last? It's his last year.
That's right.
And yeah, wasn't lighting the world on fire at Mississippi State. And then Nick Brooks, who wasn't really playing at Texas. So yeah, it's look, it could all go right. It could all come together and they're really good because I do think they're talented at the skill positions, but oh boy, if a couple of those guys don't develop like they need to, you're in real trouble.
What about the quarterback position? I said it a few minutes ago on the podcast. I really enjoy seeing all these preseason quarterback rankings that just say Alabama quarterback. They just assume the guy will be good. Between these two guys, who has the edge? I guess we're in the second week of camp now.
Yeah, that's a great question. Ryan Grubb said it was going to be until through the second scrimmage to name a starter, which last year they did that after the first one. Ty Simpson, you sort of knew it was coming. But yeah, it does sound like it's a real battle. You know, Austin Mack, I think the coaches would really, really like to start Austin Mack because, I mean, it's his fourth year in the system. He's the guy essentially they picked over Julian Sain. Now, like that's a little, you know, Julian Sain was not recruited by this coaching staff, so that was a weird situation anyway. But still, like, he's the guy you wanted in here and brought over from Washington. He's tall. He's, you know, accurate thrower. Could be very steady, I think, a quarterback. But, I mean, the ceiling on Keelan Russell, who's a sophomore, is just sort of insane by all accounts. I mean, they let him come in and compete for the starting job as a true freshman last year, which is saying something. But yeah, if I had to guess, probably like I'll hand it to Keelan Russell as an edge, but like I flip a coin right now, I think.
And then another, you mentioned the skill positions. I did an interview at Media Days with Damian Harris, former Alabama running back. And I said, you know, Damian, you're part of this long lineage of great Alabama tailbacks. And then this year, when I got my All-SEC ballot, I didn't even look for an Alabama running back. It's crazy to see how poor the Tide have been the past few years at running the football. Who is that guy for the Crimson Tide this year?
Yeah, so a lot of positive just buzz around Daniel Hill, who was part of that rotation last year. I blame a lot of the running stuff last year on the offensive line, frankly, just not being able to get a push. Like the fact that whenever you needed to gain a 1 yard, you had to get cute and run some like 2-point conversion shootout play, the three reverses and the wide receiver pass. The fact that you had to go to one of your offensive linemen as a running back at times, like that's damning for Alabama. But yeah, Daniel Hill shed some weight, is down apparently into the 220s and is a lot faster now, so he could be a big player there. The one everybody's excited about, in typical Alabama fan, we've never seen this guy before, therefore we think he's the second coming. EJ Crowell, the five-star running back from in-state, who coaches, everybody you talk to says he's really, really good. I guess the question is, can you find it as an 18-year-old freshman? But yeah, he's sort of thought to be the next superstar there. But I mean, Hill, you got Kevin Riley could be solid in situations. AK Deer, Mississippi guy. Could a really well thought of player. I think need to mature a little bit last season, but he could be in there as well.
Defensively with this Alabama football team, bring back a lot of top guys. We're still smarting over here about Xavien Brown being first team All SEC over Kelly Jones. I think that was a miss, but Xavien Brown's a really good football player. I feel like this, you know, I think the days of Alabama, the defenses they had in 2011, 12, those days are over. You're not going to have defenses like that anymore. But this feels, looks on paper, I should say, like a really good Alabama defense.
Yeah, I think this defense is going to kind of be a unit. The DBs you bring, I mean, everybody but Domani Jackson back, and Domani Jackson, frankly, wasn't all that good last season. So yeah, Xavien Brown, Dejon Lee at the other cornerback. You got Bray Hubbard and Keon Sabb at safety. I
Another
mean, Bray Hubbard,
Mississippi kid there.
Bray is like he's the truth. He's
He's a
really,
real
really.
good player.
Linebacker is a little bit of a question. I think Caleb Woodson, because you lost all your, sort of lost all your inside linebackers there. I think Caleb Woodson, who's a Virginia Tech transfer, was a captain for Virginia Tech last season, is going to really help on that front. And then up front, like I'm excited to see what Yanze Pierre can do. He really came on strong toward the end of last season. Even Kane Womack has talked about just this pass rush wasn't where they wanted it to be a lot of the time his first 2 years as defensive coordinator, which again, sort of crazy to think about for Alabama. But I mean, Yanze came on so strong at the end, and he's again, by all accounts, looking better than ever this camp.
When you look at this Alabama schedule, where Mississippi State is on it, I mean, it's not quite a trap game. The first game, the game in front of it, South Carolina, I don't think Alabama's just got that circled.
That's
But
a trap game.
that's the trap game, you think?
That's a trap game right there. That South Carolina one. South
Okay.
Carolina and Kentucky, I think, are year two. Like, oh boy, don't look out.
Okay. Well, Mississippi State is right before the big game with Georgia. And then, you know, the week after that's the third Saturday with Tennessee. Any concern on the Alabama end that, you know, it's Mississippi State, you know, you're not too concerned about it? Does this have a whiff of friskiness as a trap game?
I think it could. Like, I've not dug that hard into how good Mississippi State's going to be this year, but provided they get like a little bit better, man, it seemed like State was like this close in every home game last year. Like, things have been getting weird in Starkville for everybody. So yeah, I mean, absolutely. And that's the kind of game where, you know, the knock on Kalen DeBoer at this point has been just some of the lack of consistency. right? Like it's, and I've described it as sort of Hugh Freeze like, right? Like what Bama fans used to kind of make fun of Auburn and like those teams for, where it'd be like, all right, yeah, Alabama's gonna go beat Georgia, right? They're gonna beat
Yeah.
number one Georgia, and then they're gonna trip over themselves against Vanderbilt,
Yeah.
or Hugh Freeze, you go win those Alabama games and lose to Memphis later in the
Yeah.
season. So yes, that'll be a real tester probably of like, can you shake off to like what I think is going to be a difficult South Carolina game, and what everybody knows is going to be a difficult Georgia game the next week? And can you get really locked in and focused on beating Mississippi State in, I mean, just a brutal environment there?
Hopefully, DeBoer understands the concept of a burner phone, but we that's neither here nor there, I guess. Well, I guess when you think about this Alabama team, and it's so interesting to contrast. I used to do interviews every year with Michael Casagrande when he was on the beat as the Alabama guy, and it was like the same interview every year. I was like, "All right, tell me how great they're going to be and how they're dominant and how they have all these five-star players just sitting on the bench over there." And we to the point where we made a joke out of it. It became like a bit. And now I hear you talking, and you're like, "Well, we'll see on the offensive line, and I don't know about that running back position." Like, what is Alabama the program right now?
I think it's one of the better programs in college football,
I
but
would agree
like
with that.
right now, I don't think it's one of the best programs in college football. Now, like, could they be national championship contenders? Sure. Do I think they are? Not really. Not for this season. There's going to be off years at Alabama now. Like, I think next year they'll be a lot older, like 2027, you could really be looking at national champion contender Alabama, provided everybody doesn't like lose their mind over winning eight games this year if it
Well, I was
goes
just going to ask that question then. Like,
bad.
if he goes 8-4, are they going to be able to sell that? Is Kalen DeBoer going to get coached that 2027 season?
Well, if you can't come up with, I think his buyout has him pretty safe at this point.
I think Jimbo Fisher thought that at one point too.
Sure, but Jimbo Fisher was coaching in front of a much more moneyed fan base than Kalen. I think that's some of the like I think Alabama's leagues ahead of where it maybe used to be a few years ago in terms of like activating all that money. And who knows? Like maybe there's some money that people don't want to spend on roster, but are still just only too happy to pull out for a coach buyout, But you got to go to more people to raise that money at Alabama. So it's a little it buys you a little more time. But no, the answer is you go 8-4, they're not going to be happy. It's gonna be a yeah, you're gonna have a unpleasant time out in public, but I don't know if it gets you fired.
Does it turn into in 2027, they better win the national title? Like playoffs aren't enough,
Yes.
semifinals aren't enough.
Now I question whether anybody in a 12 team or
There'll be
trying to
16 or 24 at that point.
the 98 team playoff, ESPN would like us to think there's a 20 team possibility, whatever. But is there really national championship or bust for anybody when you have to go through that much of a single elimination bracket? But it'll get to like, hey, you better not embarrass us in the playoffs. You better not do that, what you just did against Indiana.
We shall see. I'm interested in this Alabama game. I would say this is the most gettable Alabama team, obviously, since Saban was patrolling the sidelines. State beat him his first year and then never beat him again. Really wasn't close in most of those games. This team, if State has some early season momentum, if they're 3-1, 4-0 playing this game, they got a chance. I think they will have a chance against Alabama. We shall see.
Yeah, it will be interesting. Shout out to my brother for getting married that day.
Oh, that's right. You won't be there.
Skipping it, which is a shame. It's truly one of my favorite places to cover a game in the league. I mean, the cowbells are sick, even though I hear them for the
You're a
next.
brother. You're the brother of a sports writer. Why do you do this to him? I don't know the answer.
I don't get it. I don't get to eat that ice cream in the
Oh, that's
press.
right. I'll eat an extra
That's
one for you. Don't worry.
hard times.
All right. Matt Stahl, AL.com, man. Always great to talk to you, man.
For sure, anytime.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.